Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library.
Many migraine sufferers rely on non-prescription painkillers to help them through the attacks. Andrew Moore from the Nuffield Department of Anaesthetics at the University of Oxford, England, describes a new Cochrane review of the effects of one of these, ibuprofen.
Migraine affects about 1 in 5 women and 1 in 20 men, mainly people in their 20s to 50s. The common symptom, whatever type of migraine someone has, is a severe headache, typically once or twice a month, lasting between 4 and 72 hours, often pounding, often on one side of the head, frequently with nausea and sometimes with vomiting, and sometimes also with sensitivity to light or sound. Given the numbers of people affected and the extent of the pain caused, migraine has considerable social and economic impact. What sufferers want is for the pain to go away completely and quickly, and not return, though for many the headache does return within 24 hours of the first attack. Despite being common and debilitating, many sufferers choose to use only medicines available without prescription from pharmacies, so-called over-the-counter or OTC medicines, or to use OTC medicines to supplement their prescription medicines. Good reviews of the evidence concerning these OTC medicines has been lacking. In a review just published in the Cochrane Library, our group compared the differences in response rates for people taking ibuprofen with those of people taking placebo. The review combined results from 9 studies, in which over 1,600 participants were treated with ibuprofen, 400 milligrams, 400 with ibuprofen, 200 milligrams, and 1,100 with placebo. A single dose of 400 milligrams of ibuprofen reduced headache pain from severe or moderate to no pain in 1 in 4 people within 2 hours. It reduced pain from moderate to severe to no worse than mild pain in about 1 in 2. Ibuprofen was also better than placebo for other outcomes, including relief of the associated symptoms of nausea and vomiting, sensitivity to light and sound, and also use of additional analgesics. It was notable that soluble formations of ibuprofen 400 milligrams were significantly better than standard tablets. A 200 milligram dose is also effective, at reducing headache pain in about 1 in 3 people who take it. In terms of side effects, single 200 milligram and 400 milligram doses of ibuprofen produced mostly mild and transient adverse effects that did not differ in frequency from placebo. We also looked for studies that combined use of ibuprofen with an antiemetic, because people with a migraine can feel queasy or vomit, making oral medicines a problem for some. But we found no trials of combinations of ibuprofen with an antiemetic, so we could not answer any questions about that. In conclusion then, ibuprofen 200 milligrams or 400 milligrams will be a reasonable therapy for acute migraine attacks in many sufferers, but for others it will not provide adequate relief. These individuals will need to try another treatment. This review is one of a series on OTC medicines for migraines, aimed at providing consumers with the best available evidence on treatments that don't need a prescription. These results for ibuprofen 400 milligrams are very similar to those already published for 1,000 milligrams of aspirin.
The new ibuprofen review by Andrew's team and the earlier one on aspirin can be read at www.thecochranelibrary.com.